We've got Attorney General Jeff Sessions joining us on the program. Attorney General, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're here to talk about the opioid addiction problem that exists. It's epidemic-wide, nationwide, but it's especially a problem here in Kentucky. And what are some of the things that you're going to really hit home on in terms of how to combat it?
Well, you know, we've got a big plan out there. We're doing a lot of things. Congress is helping us. I talked to Andy Barr, your congressman. He got some extra financial resources for us and recently. Look, we've got a whole lot of things we need to do. I just met with the United States Attorney's team here in Lexington. We have two fabulously experienced AUSAs, assistant U.S. attorneys, and one is focusing on the overbilling, the data that we're collecting showing that some physicians and pharmacies are just way, way beyond any normal number you would expect, and they're finding that there is indeed criminal fraud and in those overprescriptions, commonly called pill mills. And then in addition, we have the opioid problem. Mm-hmm. We have sent 12 opioid prosecutors around the country. One of them is here, and they're focusing on the overdose deaths mm-hmm. and the large number of people that are systematically and illegally doing things like going to another state far away to a corrupt physician, getting a prescription for a large number of opioids, maybe bringing it back to Kentucky and filling the prescription here, trying to attempt to hide the connections there. It's not working. And so the net result of that is that we prescribe way too many opioid mm-hmm. drugs legally. The doctors are prescribing too many. A lot of it is illegal. And we're doing a number of things to try to bring those numbers down. And you can be sure that the priority I've given to it, the president has given to it, has felt here because they are working at it aggressively. I'm really pleased and think that's true around the country.
We're talking with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Attorney General, we've talked about on this program a lot about the heroin epidemic and President Trump's comments regarding drug trafficking and the death penalty. And some of our callers asking maybe sort of a clarification about how big of a, I guess, a trafficking situation would it have to be before someone would be in danger or something like that? Is it something like a local dealer or something that maybe like a Pablo Escobar type that would be trafficking billions of dollars of drugs into the country?
Well, I would just say this. First of all, if you illegally distribute a drug mm-hmm. that causes a death, mm-hmm. then you're subject to a minimum mandatory of 20 years without parole mm-hmm. In federal penitentiary. So then what about people who've distributed large amounts of fentanyl-laced drugs mm-hmm. In a deadly amount, leaving many people dead. I think you can make a case that would justify a death penalty. I don't think it probably not death penalty under current law, but it is a very serious crime, and we're seeing way too many deaths. We had 52,000 overdose deaths in 2015. 64,000 in 2016. It looks like 2017 will come in at 66,000.
Yeah.
This is a huge, we've never seen deaths like this before. And the purity of these drugs are part of it. It's just deadly. Fentanyl particularly is deadly.
Indeed. I know there's been a push for maybe decriminalizing the use of drugs, but making criminalizing, I guess, keep it criminalized for distributing it. Are you in favor of examining things like that and maybe decriminalizing drugs and also the push for legalizing marijuana? Are your concerns about that?
Well, you know, states get to decide whether or not to make it legal within their states. and the federal government can pass legislation on any drug and make it apply nationwide. So the federal law does apply at this point on marijuana specifically, whether or not a state makes it legal. My view is that I would urge any state, and I just would say it this way, I would urge any state that's considering that to examine closely the ramifications of an increased marijuana use within their jurisdictions, and study some of the other states that have done it first, because it's there's some clearly detrimental things from marijuana. I don't think if you were to legalize opioid prescriptions or heroin, that would do anything but make the situation worse. So certainly would oppose that. So I think that's not clear thinking. Historically, what we've learned is that you take a heroin, cocaine that's imported from abroad. Now most of our methamphetamine is imported. And if the availability is high, if the price is low, and the purity is high, then you've got a bad problem. And the goal of law enforcement's always been to reduce availability, to reduce the purity, and make it more expensive, and it helps reduce addiction and death. It just does. It's the night follows day.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions on the program with us. Attorney General, I really appreciate the time. Thank you very much. I know you got meeting with some of the victims, the families of some of the victims here in just a moment or two. So, but I do appreciate the time, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and nice to be with you.